You are listening to BensTorah.com.
After discussing with Siyata Dishmaya last week, the brachas of tshuva and the expected ensuing bracha of slicha after we do and engage in the tshuva process, naturally we hope, we daven, we plead before the Eibishter that he should grant us a slicha mechila. On the heels of Hashavino Avinu Sorasecha, followed thereafter and by Slach Lano Avinu Kichatano, we discussed the mention of Avinu. We don't find it except in those two brachas, Hashavino Avinu Sorasecha and Slach Lano Avinu, something we discussed last week, something that the Torah as well, and our Chaim Simon Kuftes Vav touches on in addition to what we pointed out to last week. Then the Torah continues after discussing the brachas of tshuva and the brachas of slicha. We're up to now bracha number 7. Shviyas Reino Ve'anyenu. The 7th bracha is the one we're encountering tonight. Hashem, please, we beseech from you, Reino Ve'anyenu. Some nuschos leave out the word na. Rei Ve'anyenu, the Yesod of Asher Shavodah of Alexander Ziskin writes, B'shem the Arizal, that it's Iker. It's crucial, of paramount importance, to make sure to insert the word na. Na is Loshen Bakasha. Please, Hashem, see, gaze at our affliction, asks the tour. Umaro Lomer Gula Bishvius. And what did Chazal see, Ache Knesset Gedola, when they put together the Nusach HaTfilah? What compelled them to have Gula come as bracha number 7? What's the question? Continues the tour. We have a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitul Kuf Gimel, and pasuk Gimel that reads, Hashem is the God that forgives us for all our avonos, all our sins and iniquity, and likewise Hashem heals us from all our illnesses, all our ailments. So we see that David HaMelech in Tehillim, written al piruach hakodesh, as we mentioned many times, pointed out by Rav Nachman Mibreslah, pointed out by Rav Mendel Kaplan and so many others, David HaMelech is writing Sefer Tehillim al piruach hakodesh, and in the same posuk, in the same breath, Hashem forgives us for our sins and he grants a refuah to all our chaylim. And it's expected, because the very fact that someone's afflicted with a choli so often, not always of course, but so often, is because of our avonus, because of our sins. And Mela, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us forgiveness and pardons us for our averus, on the heels of that, so now we give Zman Hashem to go ahead and grant us a refuah. So refuah, therefore, should be the expected bracha immediately on the heels of the slicha that we just beseech the Almighty for. Why do we then venture, asks the tour, and to the Indian of Gula, El Amr of Chia Barabba, Mitol Shanu Asidin Ligoyal B'Shvias, since the Gula will come in the Shvias, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayinam and Aleph, and Avodazar Daftesim and Aleph, Shis Alfi Shon Aviyamu, the world was destined to last for 6,000 years. We know that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, V'itach Hishana, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Gedor of Tzipisa Yeshua. We want a Nesa Gula Lamaila Menateva, Tzipisa, Loshin Saf, explained Ramosha Shapiro, the same way that Shem and oil as Safa Gabi Maim is Lamaila Menateva. We hope and we aspire for a Gula that's Lamaila Menateva, that will come way before we hit that 6,000 year threshold. But worst case scenario, we have Bita, which is Bismana, and it's a point of time. And what's that? Mashiach has to come by the year 6,000. Here we are in the year 5777. Granted, as Shimon Shabbat knows this point out, we could be as much as 20 or so years off, but we know it's more or less around 5777. Mashiach is coming within 230 years. In the end of the day, that is the time Mashiach has to come by. Has to come by 6,000 years, because once we get to the year 7,000, that already is Achrus Hayomim, the Tkufa of the 7,000 period from 6 to 7,000, and that's called Yemos HaMashiach. So we know the Gula is going to come in 7, and that's going to be Mita for not Zoha Tachishana. Since we're always supposed to be aspiring to a Gula Lamaila Manateva, that's why the terminology in Shamas Laman Aleph, Aman Aleph is Tzipisli Yeshola Shantav. But in Nusach HaTfila, what other Nusach do we invoke? We say, Kilishu Oscha Ki Vino Kolayo Tikva. Haloshin kivino. What's kivino to ho? Kivino is loshin kav. What is kav a line? The hainu. If olam kimin haganoig, if the world continues on a straight line, and when we get to the year 6000, Mashiach has to come. And that's if it's in a straight line. Olam kimin haganoig. And so at the very least, ki lishuasa kivino kolayo. Lishuasa kivise Hashem. Obviously taken from the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. And the bracha according to Sheva Dan, when Yaakov thought that Shimshon and the sin of Sheva Dan might indeed be Mashiach. That's Kav. That's a straight line. But Saf, Sheminis Tzaf Agabe Mayim, Tzipisa, Hashem says, do you hope for a Geula of Achishena? That's Lamailam Natsava, that's going to come speedily, that's going to arrive Amor hastily, and that's going to be Tzaf, that's going to be Lamailam Natsava. And they happen to end Mitzaf of the Yeshua. That's right. Not Nusach Ashkenaz, and I do think it's connected to Gula Shleima Levanacha, Gula Shleima, as we discussed, Chuba Shleima, as a reference to the Gula Hasido for sure, and that's the ultimate Gula, but as we'll see from the Prisha and Rashi and Megillah, Daf Yedzayin Amud Beis, and this is clearly not a reference to the Geula Hasida. The Hainu, it certainly encompasses and touches upon that, but the primary focus is not the Geula Hasida. Why? And writes the Prisha, and it's a Rashi Megillah, Daf Yedzayin. Prisha doesn't bring the Rashi, but writes the Prisha. Alpha Gav Dehai Geula, Alo Geula De Golasi. This mention and request for a Geula, an ultimate redemption, has not to get us out of this Golas. Elishi Galenim At Saras Abos Aleinu Tamid. And can I ask for salvation? Imagine we say this bracha, how many of us, three times a day? We've been saying it since we were kids. How many people reign of Anino Geula Shalema? What do we want? The Geula, writes the Prisha, writes Rashi and Megill and Daf Yedzayim, and writes the Yaros Tavash of Yonasan Aishitz in Rush Aleph. No, it can't be the Geula Hasida. Why? Hadar Birchas Kibbutz, Ben Yishloim Etzem of David, and Yeshu Kol Achas Brocha Befnei Yatzim Levad Mi Geula Zu. At the end of the day, yes, Etzem of David, we want Machas Beis David. I want you to build up Yerushalayim, and that's when we talk about the aspects of a Geula. And if this is a reference to the Geula Hasida, would have included those, or at least it'd be juxtaposed to those. And those are going to come later. Kibbutz Golios, Machas Beis David, and building up Yerushalayim. That's the Geula Hasida. Right now, it's what? Our focus is our personal gulos. Get us out of our sorrows.
Amen.
Amen, amen. So the question is, what's the Torah talking about? And the Torah says, we're going to get out by after we get past year 6000, and that's 7000th year period. And what are we going to have? Bishishis, we're going to have Kolos, we're going to have the Mechamah, Mechamah, Gogamogo, it's going to be the crying out. Bishvias in the 7th, we're going to have the Mechamahs, we're going to have the wars. The Motzvi Shias ben David Ba. And then Mashiach is going to come. Amamela, Mechamahs Aschalta de Gulahi. And the Mechamah is the Aschalta de Gulah. How many Mefarshim point out Al Anisim? We think of Kodesh Baruch Hu Chanukah and Purim time, Al Anisim, and what do we say in Al Anisim? The Al Mechamos. We're thanking Hashem for the wars. Who wants the wars? We want to get beyond the wars and thank Hashem for the victory, for the Nitzachon, for the Gula. Torah says the Mechama is the Aschalt and the Gula. The very fact that Hashem is giving us the opportunity to fight, to seek vengeance, and to get out, Mechama is considered the beginning of the Geula, like the Makas were considered the beginning of the Geula. V'oh, Nachlomer, take of the Slicha Geula. Oh, another reason, writes the Torah. And with this, he closes Siman Kuf Dezvav. And right after asking for forgiveness, let's go right into Geula. Hashem, you know what? Oh, you just forgave us. We have a clean slate. He gives one, bring us a Geula. Okay? So I'd like to share with you two stories throughout the course of the shiur tonight that I heard today. I went out this list to pay a very long shiva visit by Rav Shimshon Scherer, Shlita, who lost his mother, the wife of Rav Moshe Scherer Zatzal. One story is, we have a Gemara in Shabbos Kif Yates HaBeis that says that when Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbos, we're going to be zochot to the Geula. And when we keep two Shabbos, many Mefarshim ask, why two? Why can't it be one? Maybe three? What's this idea of two Shabbos? So Rabbi Fortman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was the first Rav of the White Shul of Knesset Yisrael. I heard great stories. It was hard to leave today. And you'll hear, father-in-law Moshe Scherer wanted his son-in-law to take over. And if you come this Shabbos morning, you'll hear an unbelievable, I'm just going to keep you in suspense, a great story with Rabbi Fortman, Satmar Rav, and Rav Moshe Sherevart, Rav Shimshon Sherevart. So you got to come this Shabbos morning. Stay tuned. I'll call upon him. I'll listen to this great Rabbi Fortman story. And he told me, he says, Rafani, you're going to use this. I'm going to tell him I used it right away. I used it right away. Rabbi Foreman, well, it was a Kohen. He was a Kohen. And Shimon Shinshar actually said that I came there, the Skver Rebbe was there. And he said that the Skver Rebbe once made him a Kohen. The Skver Rebbe once davened in a shul on a Monday morning. And when it came time to the first Aliyah, he is Skver Rebbe Paskin. Give it to the Rav, give it to the Mordash. And Mordash has a din like a Kohen. He says, it's the first time I was ever made a Kohen. He says, I'm not Paskining Allah Chalamaisa. But the Skver Rebbe said, call up Rosh Hashanah as a Kohen. As he says, here he married into a Kohen's family. He says, in the end of the day, he's a Kohen. Skver Rebbe made him a Kohen. I'll go upon him. He says, Rabbi Foreman was a Kohen when it came to Levayas. Obviously, he had to stand outside. Says, one of the Rosh Hashivas years ago, I was Nifter in Torah Vadas, and Rabbi Foreman,
he taught
in Torah Vadas, was at the Levaya, but naturally, he was standing outside as he was a Kohen. So there was a Talmud Chacham running into the Levaya, and it turns out he was one of the Maspidim, and he didn't have time to really prepare Hasbets. He sees Rabbi Foreman outside. He knows they're in the middle of the Aspidim, and everybody knew Rabbi Foreman was a master darshan. He was an incredible orator. Right. He was passionate. He was mama drama. He was on fire. So this Talmud Chacham sees Rabbi Foreman outside, and he knows that he's not coming in, and they didn't have microphones in those days and Skype and all the ways. So he knows. He says, oh, I got a great darshan. He says, Rabbi Foreman, he says, you know the one of the Rosh Hashivas who was Nifter? He says, tell me. He says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I had a hesped. I have a hesped, you know, that I thought of regarding this Rosh Hashiva. Amat, he says, I'm a Kohen. I can't go to Mas. He says, no, can you tell me the hesped? And he mamish proceeds to tell him the hesped. Gemaldik. I said, meanwhile, he says, Moshe Sher, his son-in-law was there. Rav Moshe Sher wasn't a Kohen. So Rav Moshe Sher was there by the incident, the person asking for the hesped. He follows the Talmud Chacham inside and he takes a seat. And meanwhile, it comes his turn. The Talmud Chacham gets up and he says, Mamish, come on, word for word. He gives over and he's not Omer Dov B'Shem Omro. And he doesn't say that Rabbi Foreman gave him the hesped, doesn't mention Rabbi Foreman's name. And he gets up and he gives a gavaldi yes, but he wasn't the order that Rabbi Foreman was. So it wasn't with the drama, it wasn't with all the passion, but all the Divrei Torah and all the remarks and all the praise, he mamish used Rabbi Foreman's entire hesped. And meanwhile, Shinshin Sharon sitting there says, what's going on over here? He says, yeah, I was out there. He didn't think that he would follow him inside. He figured he was standing out there. He was only standing out there until I'm ready to start. He follows him in. And mamish says, word for him. Anyway, they're now being malavah the Aron. The family is escorting the Aron of the Rosh Yeshiva out of Torah Vadas. And as they get outside, the family sees the famous Rabbi Foreman. So the family, they stop at the Aron and they say, oh, Rabbi Foreman, we didn't know you were here, one of the Rosh Yeshivas. And such a mess, you know what? It'll be a tremendous covet to the Nifter if you could go ahead and be Masvin. And we were Moshe Sher, here's what's going on. He has no time to go over and to tell the Shver. But the Shver, you know, Pavi, he says, they already used your husband. See, he had no clue. See, Mamish proceeds and he's got everybody all around and he gives his hesped. It's the same shtiklach tayr in the same direct. But this time it's with all the passion, it's with all the dynamism, all the excitement. Meanwhile, all the people chop, oh, this person was a ganav. This person was a ganav. And he stole. That person got his just dessert right away and he suffered some busha. But Rabbi Foreman couldn't have known. So Rav Moshe, he told him afterwards. He told him what happened. He says, Lamaisa, he got his punishment in Olam Hazeh. He says, what's up, Shah? Rabbi Foreman says, here we have the Gemara Shabbos Kafir test. Keeping two Shabbos. He says, so what does that mean? He says, Klai Yisrael, keep one Shabbos. One Shabbos should be enough for Klai Yisrael. He says, not going on. Klai Yisrael, it's going on the Rabbanim. He says, because so many Rabbanim are so pressed for time, Shabbos, two Shabbos a year. What are the two Shabbos a year? Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah. Rabbanim are pressed. So what do they do last minute? Baruch Hashem, I hope it's not me. He says they plagiarize. They go and take out a sefer and they steal another one from Friya de Gedoros. They go through the drushas and they go through the svarim and they steal a drushas or the Shabbos HaGadol that a rabbi said 50 years ago. This one said in Europe 100 goes. This rabbi in New York said 30 years ago. And they're stealing drushas the last minute. He says, we know from the Mishnah and Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, the last of the Memchas Kenyan in Torah is Omer Dev Hashem Rambam, the famous Gemara Megillah. Omer Dev Hashem Rambam may be Gula the Yola. He says, you know what's holding back the Gula? The Rabbanim twice a year is stealing other people's Divrei Torah, and they're not writing, and they're not saying to everybody else that it's Omer Dev Hashem Omro. You know what the Gemara is a reference to? Hashomer Be Shabbosis, if the Rabbanim would keep two Shabbosis, Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah, that they wouldn't steal. They would be Omer Dov Shem Omer, maybe Gula the Olam. Then we would have the Gula right away. Gevolding a line. I might still use it another time. So I ask him permission. What a Mara de Gavatz. He says, no. I says, he stole the Mart. That's why the Gula's not here. A true story with Rabbi Foreman. But there's another great story coming up. So stay tuned until the end tonight. No walking out early tonight. A great story, but to Mitzvah, more to come on Shabbos. You got to always be listening my Yeshiva visit. You never know. Great stuff from Shimshon. You'll be proud of me. Some great stuff coming up. Mitzvah Hashem. Akoponim. Therefore, we have the bracha of Gula. I Gula Sida. It's not really the Gula. So we might be touching on this. It's our personal Gulios that we want to be redeemed from the personal Gulios. That's Reinov Anienu No Loshen Bakasha. The Arizal says you can't leave that word out. Reinov Anienu. See our affliction. That's our personal affliction. That's Rashi Megula Daf Yitzayin in the pre-shop. We're addressing our own tzaras. Part of this chiddush is not just are we addressing the tzaras that we know about, but we have to address the tzaras that we don't always know about. To listen to Rav Shimon Schwab on prayer. After we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, then we can approach him and ask that he see our suffering and alleviate it. Like Rashi, like the pre-show, we're not right. Gula Sida is coming. That's going to be a Samach Tov. That's going to be the Shalayim Yircha. That's going to be building up your Shalayim. We're not holding it. This is, you forgave me Hashem, get me out of my tzaras. See my affliction and rescue me. Sometimes, continues our Schwab, we ourselves are not even aware that we're living in perilous circumstances and dangerous times. Human nature is such that when one is in a very serious and dangerous situation, he may tend to minimize or overlook it. And what do you think Rosh Schwab is going to bring in? I remember the Germany of the early 30s, when Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'Zichro, first came to power. There never was a person as evil as he was. If we were to take all the Rishon in history and bundle them together on one side of a scale, and put Hitler, Yimach Shemo, on the other side, he would outweigh them all combined. You know, you're talking about Genghis Khan. How many crazy?
Haman
Arosh, Amalek.
He wants
put
to
Hitler
kill all the Jews in one day
on one side, and B.K. Shlovan, B.K. Shlakar Sakol. It's a question of what was his intent, v'chule. But in the end of the day, he wanted to mamish kill everybody. Love him by perhaps destroying Yaakov from a Melo, but still killing one person is not the same as killing, having a final solution, wanting to kill them all. Again, this is a Shimon Schwab who was there. ITA, he was alive at the time. While a small number of Jews left Germany immediately, most people thought that Hitler's government, with its virulent anti-Semitic policies, was an aberration that would soon blow over, and normal democratic conditions would quickly return to Germany. This general attitude existed in Germany and certainly in faraway Eastern Europe. I saw a description by a bacher in the Mir Yeshiva of his life during the years 36 to 38, in which he says that he felt quite safe in Poland, although he knew that he cannot travel to Germany because of the political situation there. How blind these people were to the extremely menacing situation in which they lived. When it came to America, the Golden Medina, everything is Gunny, and he says, we realized over the years in America, we're also not so secure in the end of the day. Eretz Yisrael, Palestinians, relatively new entity, they don't like us either. Amachulay, who says, where should we go? To the moon? There's no place on earth where Jews are always welcome, where the general population desires and would welcome an influx of Jews. Therefore, as long as we are in Golus, we ask the Kachrach to protect us from the danger that lurks all around us, although such danger may be quite unbeknown to us. Reina Banyenu is thus not only Hashem, see our tzoras that we're aware of, even the ones that we're not aware of. Please grant us a gula from that as well. It's a great story. I remember Rabbi Mordechai Willig shared once with his tzibur, with the shul, about he was reading an article how they caught a terrorist once because there was a secular Jew who was, it was a ganav. He was a ganav by trade. And he saw a Palestinian by the Tachanun Merkazit, and he saw him carrying a knapsack. So he stole his knapsack because that's what he did. He steals knapsacks. He stole his knapsack and he ran a mile away. The guy tried running after him. He was too quick. He outran him. And when he got a mile or so away and he saw the guy wasn't chasing after him anymore, he sits down and he opens up the knapsack. What was in it? A bomb! A bomb! Here's the gun of it. He calls up the police right away. A police said, what are you doing with this? I stole it. Okay, Baruch Hashem, they didn't press charges. Can you imagine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a gun. How many bad? We would never know about this. That was a Mordechai Willig's point. We don't know about this. There's one article in Israeli newspaper and that saw him, a secular Jewish thief, stole a knapsack. In the end, Tachanun Merkazit, he could have saved hundreds of lives. A ganav saved hundreds of lives, right? He's probably not getting punished for that. Again, Machshava is a whole deal. That pala, pile ploy. So what are we davening for? As we pointed out from the Rishonim, and get us out of our tzaras. All right, so Moshe ben Machir, the Baal HaSeder Hayom. Memela, we understand why the chasima of the bracha is bracha to Hashem, a goel Yisrael. And what's goel? If it's for what he did in the past, goel Yisrael. If it's for, that's what we do, that's how we're summit gula the tefillah, whole sigin brachas, and we're summit gula the tefillah, that's bracha Hashem, goel Yisrael, after Ezra, Savasinu, Mimitzayim, Pedisanu, Vacholei, that's goel Yisrael. If it's talking about the gula asid, it should be one done in the future, Hashem's going to redeem us. And we're talking, writes Rashi in the pre-shah, and writes the Yaros Damash, writes the Seder Yom from our Tzoris right here and right now. Hashem is goel, Lashon Hove, he's always taking us out. Say, he took us out of our Tzoris in the past, he is continuously taking out of our Tzoris, and like what Shimon Schwab added, not only the Tzoris that we know about, but even the Tzoris that we don't know about. But how do we invoke the Lashon Hove? Because Hashem is continuously, it's the present participle that Hashem is continuously taking us out of our personal Golios, and that's why it's got to be Gol Yisrael. That's Rav Moshe Vemacher, the Seder Hayom. We understand, and the Lashon Hove, and like Rashi, and like the Prisha, adds the Seder Hayom, and Mamela Hashem is taking us out of our personal tzoras. You know what the Smichas is? Not just because of the Psukim the Torah brought down. Adds the Seder Hayom, and because, what did we just say? We just got through Hashivina Avinu the Sarasech. Hashem, bring us back to your Torah. You know what's holding us back from your Torah? Not only that, we just ask for forgiveness, tshuva, slicha, forgive. What makes us do averus? Brachas David Zion Amin Aleph, Rav Alexandri, Kan Havim Messiah Tzeluse, Rav Alexandri, would finish up Shemon Esrei. What did he say? That Klai Yisrael cries out to the Yebishter, Ritzoneinu Lasos Tzayin Hashem. All we want to do, our Rotzen Apinimi is, we want to carry out Rotzen Hashem. But what? Mimake, what's holding us back? Two things. Sor Shevis, and number one, the Yetzahara, and Shibun Malchios, the fact that we're pressed. Anti-Semitism, all over the place. Anti-Semitism surrounds us, not just anti-Semitism, but Shiva Malchios, whether it's missile attacks, or knife attacks, car rammings, surrounding us by at all sides. Amela, the whole idea of the Gula is give us a Gula from the Shiva Malchios so that we could then do Ratzon Hashem. That's why it's juxtaposed to the Indian of Tshuva and Slicha, writes the Seder Hayom, not just the Torah based on Psukim and Tehillim, Kuf Gimel Mechule. On a deeper level, the whole idea of we just asked Hashem for, and now we ask you to forgive us. Hashem, you know what? Until we have a Gula, we're gonna be sinning. We're still going to do Averis. Why? Because we have a Yetzahara. So bring us to Gula and Shech the Yetzahara. Give us a Gula Asida, because he says it is also a reference to the Gula Asida. And get us out of the fangs of the Yetzahara and destroy the Yetzahara when you bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. And then and only then can we properly do the Ratzon Hashem. Then we won't do Averis anymore. So Hashem, if you just get rid of the Shiva Malchios, Reina Vanyinu, you take us out. We're not going to do Averis. We won't need to ask anymore. We'll be able to learn Torah, we'll be able to go ahead and live life without perpetrating Aveira after Aveira. We won't need to ask for Slicha Mechila anymore. Amela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us out. Amela, the same way. The same way, writes the Nachal Aliyo. How did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? Halolo Abdei Barazora, Memtei Shari Tumah. We're holding the lowest of the low. But how did the Gula start? The Gula started as follows. The Gula started, Hashem hears our cries. Vayishmol Kemes Na Kosam. Going back to Bereishis, to Shmos, the third Aliyah in Shmos, Perek Beis, Pasuk of Dalet. Hashem heard. Vayishmol Kemes Briso, Asavrim Shis of Yaakov. And then what? In the Pasuk of Vayeda, when Hashem comes to know us, comes to attach himself to us, how does that begin? You know when the Gula really started? It started with Re'iyah. When Hashem, after hearing and after remembering, now Hashem came down, Vayar, that's what started the Gula. What's the Re'iyah? Fast forward just a bit to Perek Gimel of Shmos, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin. And what do we read? Vayomer Hashem, Ro Ra'isi. Ro Ra'isi is Oni Yomi Yashem Mitzrayim. Then Yasakos and Shemasim Nevsiki Yadati. So how does it start? Ro Ra'natstam Ra'isi. Ro Ra'isi. Kvela Saloshin writes in the Sforno. And what's it here? The Kvela Saloshin. Tom Ro Ra'isi is Amnam Ra'isi. Is it Tom Akor? Anytime you find Kvela Saloshin, the Horusha Emes Kachu. This is the way it is. You know, I am taking the yin and out. I didn't stop see. But Ro Ra'isi, I surely saw. I came to see. I opened up my eyes. A couple of Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gula starts with throw Reisi, right? To Nachal Elio, you're asking for a gula. How does it begin? Reina Vanyenu. Hashem, please go in and see the same way the Anisha Gula. We remember this, Hashem, we're doing all these Averas. How are we going to go ahead and finally be Avonim to Hashem, no longer to Parah? How are we going to carry out the mitzvahs and learn Torah properly? Hashem, we ask you once again, the same way Ro Reisi, the same way Vayar. That's the one that was repeated, and that's the Kvelus Aloshin. The Aschalta de Gula is an Indian of Re'iyah. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reina Vanyenu, please go ahead and see us and see our tzoras and take us out. The beautiful Remez by a safer collection of beautiful Gematrius and Ramosim called Mayan Ganim. Mayan Ganim says, you see that Hashem rescues us from all the Golios, not just from the Golos and Mitzrayim. We know the Vilna Gol and the Yosef Lekach and the Perushim, Amagilas Esther, the Koch of every subsequent Gula was already implanted and ingrained in the Gula from Mitzrayim. And thus we had what? We know the Spanish Inquisition, the Gerush from Sfarad. And what year did that take place? 1492. The Hebrew year was Reish Anun Beis. Reina Ve'anyenu. Roshe Tevis. Reish Anun Beis. Reina Ve'anyenu. It's not just Gulas Ratzayim, Hashem. Ron Reisi. Even when we got chased out of the land, 1492 in Shnas Reish Anun Beis, writes the Mayan Gun, Reina Ve'anyenu. See us in all the Golios, all the times we're chased out. See us in all the times of Golos. That's Gol Yisrael. Loshen Hove. He's always saving us. And the end of the day, we went where we needed to go, and that is the Remez, that Shnas, Reishon and Beis, and the Shnas writes the Mayan Gonim of the Gerish from Svara.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Now listen to a Rabbeinu Avram ben Agra. What are we mentioning here? Reina Vanyenu Veriva Rivenu Ogialena Mehera Laman Shemecha. So we have Reina Vanyenu, see our affliction, and Reina Vanyenu Veriva Rivenu, fight our Machamas. As we saw the Torah, the Machama is the Aschalta de Gula, and then bring us to Yeshua. You are the Goa Chazak. The Goa Chazak, writes of Yonas and Eifshitz. What's Goa Chazak? Hashem redeems us. What's Goa Chazak? Just like in Mitzrayim, it was Yad Chazaka, which was the Esamakis Lamaylam and Ateva. Writes of Yonas and Eifshitz in Drush Aleph and Yaros Dava. Goa Chazak is, Hashem could take us out. You know what he could do, like Rabbi Kaplan says? If we're Zaycha, we get Mashiach. Oh, we get a base of Mikdash Shavesh. We get Mashiach Derech Nisim. If we're not Zaycha, it'll be through the political system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will manipulate, and we'll have this political decision lead to this one. And Rabbi Kaplan has a whole piece explaining the real Messiah, how Mashiach could come even in normal culture, in a democracy, how we could go ahead and come about. So we could have a Gula. One Gula is that we don't want Stam Gula. We want a Goa Chazak. We want to see the Yad Chazak. We want to see a Gula Shem and a Gula. That's the Mailam and Ateva. That's the mention of Goa Chazak Ata. Since you're a Goa Chazak, we want a Gula the Mailam and Ateva, rights of Yonas and Eifshitz. But we have three components here. We have Reina Vanyenu, Veriva Rivenu, Ogialena Mehera Laman Shemecha. Why? Ki Goa Chazak Ata. You're the Goel, and you're a Goa Chazak who gave us a Gula Derech Olam Kim and Haga Noik, or Goa Chazak Derech Lamailam and Ateva. But Hashem, Goa Yisrael, you redeemed us in the past. You're redeeming us continuously from all our personal tzar and all Klaiso's collective tzaras from Smarad and Vechulei, and you will go and redeem us in the future. What are these three components? Right, so Avram ben Agra. First he starts, you got to start by quoting the Tati. Quotes the Vilna Gaon. Quotes the Vilna Gaon on a Pasuk in Tehillim, and Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Vav, a Pasuk we know all so well. V'ani mechaz techa v'atachti, e'agel libi b'shoasecha, ashir l'Hashem ki gamal alai. A very important yesod. All right, so Rav Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon. And when you're in a time of tzara, there are three things that have to take place. And number one is, the tzara is here, right here and right now. You have to recognize, only Hashem could take me out. Only Hashem could take me out. Hashem has to have chesed and rachamim and take you out of your tzara. Your mamash on the bridge over troubled waters, over rocking water, and what? You're rocking back and forth. Hashem, you got to save me. And you got to save me. You got to get me out of this. And then what? And then you have component number two, which is what? Then when Yeshua starts to come, you got to recognize it's only coming from Hashem. It's not because of you. It's not because there's another power. You have to daven that Hashem should save you. You have to recognize that it's exclusively Hashem Yisbarach saving you. And that's why you should rejoice, because it's only coming from Hashem. It's not coming from you. It's not coming from someone else helping out the Abish. And then what? Sometimes what do? We get to the other side of the bridge. Oh, I'm safe, and we forget about it. That's all right. It's the famous, the guy is in the Walmart parking lot, and he's downing. Oh, Hashem, please, I need a parking space. I need a parking space. Right away, right when he finishes his prayer and opens up Geschmack right in front of the store. Oh, God, you know, I don't need you. And I found it on my own. Right? When we need a kashrut, we make it off the bridge, then we forget about it. Right? So, Rabbi Nagrodi, so it is. When you get the Yeshua, don't ever forget about it. We forget a matter about what? Continuously praise the Eibishter. Then he writes in the name of his father, that's the Kavana, Don Amelech, and Perek Yid Gimel, Pasuk Vav. Vani mechaz techavatachli, vani when I'm in an ace tzara. And I don't know what to do with myself, David Amelech says, what am I going to do? I'm an ani, I'm all alone, and I'm in an ace tzara. But what gets me going? Mechaz techavatachli. I never lose my bitochon mechazcha, I know, even if I'm not worthy of it. Chesed is, even though I'm not deserving of it, Hashem, you're going to go, lefin meshosin, you're going to give me chesed, I'm going to be botech, and the chesed that you're going to rescue me. Then you're going to leave me b'shua secha. My heart's going to rejoice. Why b'shua secha? Because it's your Yeshua. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm not going to attribute credit to any other God, to any other power, any other koach lokus, ach varak b'shua secha. You're the one who gave me the Yeshua. Ah, but now that you gave me the Yeshua and I rejoiced, geshmak, now you know what? Now I'm going to go on with my life. No, writes to Vilna Gaon, Ashira Lashem, Ashira. Ashira is, I will, Loshen Osin. Ashira Lashem, why ki gamol aloi? Because he had rachamim on me. I'm always going to sing his praises. I'm never going to stop singing his praises. Those are the three components. That's Rav Avraham ben Agrav borrowing from his father's Pirush Shatilim Yagimah. And now comes the son of the Gra, and he's Mamshech the Perish of the Tati Viter, Brakar Davua. He's Mamshech the Gra Viter Geshmak, Reina Vanyenu. First thing is what? Hashem, come down. Only you can come down. No, I beseech you. Reina Vanyenu, see my Ace Tzara, and I need you to rescue me from my Ace Tzara. I'm a Rav Esri Venu. Hashem, only you can fight down Ramachamas. I'm fighting Ramachamas. No, but Rav Hashem is doing it for us. Yeah, we'll put soldiers on the battlefield. What about, oh, the war of 48, 67, here we are, Yabatzush. Oh, it's all me, military strategies and tactics. You can't explain the wars in Eretz Israel. It's what the Rav Esrivenu. Hashem is fighting the wars. It's all the Eibishter. Eibishter's fighting the wars. There was a great caricature years ago by the second Intifada, and showed how, you, however much the arrows of Chul you try to get Israel, you can't ever go ahead and bring Israel down. And they showed, it was a Gavaldika caricature, it showed all the Arab nations on a tug of war with Netanyahu representing Israel, and it showed all the Arab nations on a tug of war, and it showed Netanyahu winning, and nobody could believe, all the onlookers, they were guests, nobody could believe. You had all these Arabs, terrorists, everyone piled up, and Netanyahu's holding up, what? He's not even pulling, he's on a rope. There's a huge hand and a finger coming down from the skies above, and it's just one finger holding down the rope on Netanyahu's side, and all these Arabs, they can't budge, and Netanyahu's just slowly wheeling it in. And then they, why? Because they got the hand of God, and they got the hand of God watching over. There's nothing you can do about it. Peter Shiva Vizabayaki Brach today is hailing a mother's neshama should have a tremendous aliyah. Tell me, his father was on one of the death marches. His father was in Auschwitz with the Klosim Gereba, and his father one of the death marches. So what happened? They had very little water. They were given daily rations of water, and they were given just a drop of water. And of course, they used it up. People drank it up. And when they offered the water to the Klosim Gereba, what did he do with it? He used it to wash Nugavasser so they could go in. Says the Rebbe, he says, you do what you want to do with the water. I'll do what I want to do. And they don't ask questions in the Klosim Gereba. Okay? We need him to wash his hands so that we can go by. I says, anyway, they had to stop because the German soldiers in the death march, and German soldiers, Yaki Brach was telling me today, they needed to stop. So his father saw that the Germans were eating with forks and spoons. So he went over, he had the audacity. He was a young boy, 16, 17 years old. He went over to one German soldier. He says, can I have your spoon? He says, you Jew boy, what do you want my spoon for? He says, I want to dig for water. You want to dig for water? There they were in the middle of a forest. He says, you're going to dig for water? He says, Jew, you can have my spoon. If you find any water here in the middle of this, you know what? You can go to use my spoon. So the Germans are sitting eating outside. He says, his father, to my son. They went, they used the spoon to dig, and they mamish hit water. And he said that the German soldier said to his colleague, says, we're never going to beat him. If their Jewish God is on their side, that they found water by digging with a spoon in the middle of this death march, we're never going to beat them. They're going to win this war. Wow. He heard one German soldier say that in German to his colleague. Mm-hmm. Eibishter is always fighting our wars. That's Rav Avraham ben Agra. Re'eno man yenu v'rivas. Who's fighting the wars? The Eibushter is. Ugalenu me'el ha'machocha. In the end of the day, Galenu Hashem, the redemption is going to come, and we're going to recognize, Goal, you're the one who's always doing it. Ashiru l'Hashem ki gamal alai. We're never going to stop singing your praises, because we recognize every gula. You're the one who's pulling the rope in the tug of wars with the guy with the umasola. You're the one who's enabling us and empowering us to win. We're always going to thank you, using his father's pshat. That's what he pshat that he says in his parish on the sinner reina v'anino. But we have one more prompt to discuss, and that is ogeyaleinu mehera laman shemecha. Laman shemecha. What's laman shemecha? Right, Rav Yonos and Ipshitz, and I saw Rav Yitzchak Sarotsk and Rinas Yitzchak has mechave to this for himself. He does bring the Aras Davash. Others say a similar vart. That what are we davening for? Galenim Hero at the end of the day? We're not asking Hashem to do it for us. And Shimon Esrei, we're recognizing the MS. Who do we want Hashem to do it for? The Shid is in Golus with us. The Tzara Shechina, as the Magid told Rabbi Yosef Cairo in the Magid Meisharit, he told Rabbi Yosef Cairo that the Baal of Machaber Shulchan Aruch, learning with the Malach, he told the Machaber of the Shulchan Aruch that if we would be margish a little bit of the Tzara Shechina and Golus with us, we would never be able to crack a smile. We would never be happy. The Shechina is a Golus, and the Shechina is a Golus. When we go into Golus, the Shechina goes into Golus with us. Therefore, we have to ask, don't redeem us for us, redeem it for the Tzara Shechina, redeem it for you, redeem it to Laman Shemecha. And that's what we have to do in Tefillah. Reb Chaim Volozhin has a beautiful Shtekel Torah in his introduction in the Sira Agra to the beer on the Tefillah of Yom Noraim. What does it mean? Recognize that Hashem is the Melech. The first step, and recognize that Hashem is the Melech when you're going to daven, especially in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you ask anyone, what are we davening for? Oh, you got to save my life. Yom Adin, save me, rescue me. No, that's not the Tachlis. Tachlis writes a Chaim Elohim is Hashem. Go ahead and bring save us so we can continue to praise you and be mamlach you. It's not about us, it's about you. We really want to. Why should you do it quickly? You'll say, do it quickly. Why? Because we just started out right now on Yenu to see our tzaras, our affliction. No. Hashem Gilen, when it comes to asking Mehera, you know why we want it quickly? Not for ourselves. We want it quickly because we want for we want it for the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gilen Mehera Laman Shemecha. That's Laman Shemecha, Ki Goel. That is the idea of a Gula. Amela right in the heels of a Gula as the two rights. And why do we then go into the Bracha Shvinis? Shvinis is Bris Mila. Bris Mila is an Indian of Rafua. We need a Rafua. The eighth Bracha is going to be Rafeinu. But in addition, we just talked about Otsaras. Amela and Mepharshim say, after we just asked, take us out of Otsaras, what Otsaras is right there at the front of our forefront of our minds, that's always there on the radar screen, Rafua. Hashem, take us out of our Otsaras and grant a Rafua to everyone. Feinu Hashem, v'nei rafei, rafeinu loshen rabim. They're always cholim and klai Yisrael. This is a bracha addressing klai Yisrael, as opposed to Asher Yotzer, where we talk about rafei chobosar. Hashem heals everybody. This one is klai Yisrael. This one is the chasima is rafei choliyamo Yisrael. Because we're talking about the refuah that we want Hashem to give us, a refuah that comes when you're getting us out of our personal tzaras and all the harm that other people in the nations of the world are doing to us as well. This is a bracha of klai Yisrael. This is rafei choliyamo Yisrael, and this is the famous Briska Rav. Then when it comes to Refuah, and what's the difference between a Refuah that Hashem grants the Goyim and Hashem grants us? Famous Briska Rav. Asher Yotzer, Sodom HaChachim, we're talking about the body in general. And we talk about Rofi Chobasar, Hashem heals everyone, not just the Jews, Goyim alike. Hence the terminology, Chobasar. This is in our Shmoneh Esrei. This is Rafei Nu, Hashem, our God, Midas HaRachamim, Avnei Rafei. We want a refuah so we can properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. And what's Cholei Amo Yisrael? Explains the Briska Rav. If you have a guy who is afflicted with cancer, with Yana Machla, and the guy has cancer, and the guy gets better after a year of chemo, radiation, etc. So what do we say? Hashem didn't come and grant him a special refuah now. When the initial Gezerah came out that Joe Jackson is going to get cancer, he was given a sentence of a year. Dino, his cancer was addressed to Joe Jackson, that Joe will get it for a year when the year ends, and he got better. It's not the Pshat Hashem intervened especially for Joe and said, Joe, I'm going to now take away the chayli. I only gave you the chayli for a year's time. Savan Hashem is rofei chabasar. Who granted Joe the refuah? Hashem yisparach, but the refuah was implanted in the initial chayli, that the chayli will go ahead and resolve itself after a year's time. Rofei chalam yisrael is, when a Jew has a refuah after a year, the pshat is, it very likely should have gone longer. Hashem got involved and stopped it in its tracks. Hashem says, this person right now is going to have Yenamachla. Not for a year, they're going to have Yenamachla. But there was Koach HaTfila. Koach HaTfila stopped it a year of. There was a major Koach HaTfila. And now the major Zechuyas writes the Biskarov, then Hashem might end it. The initial Gezerah might have been for a year. But Hashem is Rofei Choli Yama Yisrael. It could end now after 6 months. It could end now after 3 months. It's all about what? It's all about the power of a Yitz Tfila. That's Mishana the Gezerah. It's not the guy's Tfila. A guy that I'm praying to the Jewish God. It's the Yidden who are praying, Rafeinu Hashem, Minas and Rachamim. I will curtail the initial Gezerah, and I'm going to go in and I can bring about the Refuah much earlier. And with that, I want to close with the second Rabbi Fortman story. He says, you want to know what my father, what my grandfather was like? He says, he was a Misnagdash Litvak. And he says, he was Mamish, he was tough, said it like it was. You don't play games with Rabbi Fortman. So he says an amazing story. Said he had a brother-in-law who went out to a place in Pennsylvania, small town. It was called something along the lines of Jacksonville. Jackson, some small town. Sounds like Jackson or Jacksonville in Pennsylvania. And it was a hick town. He said, more or less hick town. They went out. That's where he got a job, whatever it was. And they were a young couple. His brother-in-law was in his late 20s. And he came down with a severe illness. I think he said it might have been an early stroke. And he came down with severe illness. And here he was rushed to the emergency room of this hospital in the middle of Pennsylvania. Too sick to move him, to transfer him to one of the more famous, reputable hospitals in New York. They had to leave him there in this mamish, you know, tiny little hospital. And they called up. She called up her father. And she says, you know, her husband's about to die. The doctor said, there isn't too much we can do when he's mamish about to die. So he has to come. He has to come and help out. And here's his daughter crying to him on the phone. And he says, he puts on his capote, he puts on his hat, and he takes a greyhound, he takes a bus, and he goes right away to that hospital. He sees Mamish Shrik L'chamatz, and he speaks to the doctors, and he sees Poshut, he's Mamish, he's a Goses. Mamish, Poshut, the doctors are saying, there's not much more we can do for him, he's almost certainly going to die. So he says to his daughter, did you tell your mother-in-law? He says, no, she was an almana. And the chassan's mother was already an almana. He says, she won't be able to take it. She already lost her husband. She hears now about the matzah with her son. Forget it, she's going to have a heart attack. You can't tell her. He says, no, we have to tell her. No, Tati, I plead. No, you can't. No, the right thing is, she has to know. A Yiddish mama has to know. And it takes out a few quarters, goes over to the nearby payphone. Payphone. There used to be such a thing as payphone. I mentioned the story, and I used to have a nickel even. I mentioned the story how a friend of mine told me his teenage son, he was driving him in his used car. His son took out his iPhone, started putting it into the cassette deck, and in the middle of the dashboard, he's putting it, and he says to his son, what are you doing? He says, isn't this to charge my iPhone? I says, no, this is for a cassette. What's a cassette? He had no idea what a cassette is. Put his iPhone into the tape cassette deck. Mama's a true miso. When he goes to the payphone, he says, no, Tati, you can't call her. She's gonna have a heart attack. You can't call her. I says, no, we have to call her. It's the right thing to do. So she goes over and she's listening, and he calls up the mother. And Mamish is telling you like it is. Says, I have to tell you, your son, he's Mamish dying. And he Mamish goes into detail. And she's sobbing and screaming and crying on the phone. And the daughter-in-law is Mamish. She's saying, Tati, Tati, hold back. Have Rachmanis on her, hold back. And he's telling her like it is. He says, you got it, Dominique. And she's screaming and bawling on the phone. And he lets her scream and he lets her cry for a couple minutes. And then he says, okay. My mechutenister says, there are no tears in the world like a Yiddish mama's tears. And you only have one Yiddish mama. It's your tears that can save your son right now. I had to tell you like it is so that you would go in and take those tears. I want you to bottle up all those tears right now and go immediately and take out a Sefer Tehillim. And you're going to say it to Hillam where you are right now in New York. And I'm going to say it to Hillam by the bedside of the Chayla of your son right now. And you're going to take those tears and your tears with my tears and the Tehillam of New York and the Tehillam over here. And we're going to daven our hearts out. And Hashem's going to give him a refuah shleima within 24 hours. He's going to start to get better. And she takes all those tears. And she says to Hillam in New York. And he says to Hillam by the Chayla's bedside. And Taka within 24 hours, Nisim and Aflos. He has a miraculous recovery. And Rashim Shinshara told me today that this brother-in-law, who they thought was going to die before the age of 30, lived to 93 years old.
Wow.
And they said to Rabbi Foreman, wow, the kayach, he says, it's not my kayach. I just needed her to daven. She'll daven better knowing that I'm davening by her son's bedside. But it wasn't my tears and it wasn't my tehillah. It was all the Yiddish mama's tears. Because I have a Messiah that there's nothing that can be Paul Yeshua's in the same way. What's going to give us the ultimate Yeshua? Racham Avaka Albaneha. Racham Avaka Abaneha, it's Davka, the tears of the Yiddish Mama, and that's what's going to go in and save us. And he says, and I'll give you a raya, he says, his mother, who just passed away, had Alzheimer's, had dementia for the last few years of her life. And he says that he was a major, major troublemaker when he was a youngster. Major troublemaker. He says, and one of the times he would go to visit his mother, Mamish, with Alzheimer's dementia, sometimes she wouldn't recognize who he was. She would have no idea who he was. But he would say, I'm Shimshon, I'm your son, Uchulei. And then one time, he was at the door and he was still listening. And she asked the aides and she says, oh, who was that who just visited me? I said, oh, that's your son, the great rabbi, Rabbi Shimshon Sher. That's a great rabbi. And one time he heard her say, oh, the great rabbi, my son Shimshon. Oh, what an ideal son. He never caused me any trouble. It never caused me any trouble my whole life. He says, now I knew she had dementia. Because if she really remembered, he says, then I'm obviously had the trouble that he gave me. He says, but then I got older and I got wiser. And I realized, no, fakert, it's not the dementia. It's not the dementia. That's the real her. Because the real her, the real Yiddish mama, no matter how much trouble you caused her, and I could say this, I hope, in front of my parents, no matter how much trouble you caused her, and the Yiddish mama's eyes, by the end of her life, what does she recognize? He never caused me any trouble. Except for the time. I never caused it. That's a Yiddish mama. That's not the shot. She forgot the trouble. Because in the previous, you never caused the Yiddish mama any trouble at all. He says those tears could do unbelievable miracles. That's why it's dafka. The Yeshua, the Gula comes with Rocham Mevaka Bana. The Tfilas of the Ovis can't do it. It's the Rochel, the Yiddish mama, the Ikra Kersabai. She's going to save us. And that's in the heels of Reina Rafaino. Who can grant the refuah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the tears of a Yiddish mama.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.